On the phone with me, I have Abriella Bredel, who is a 10-year-old with a goal to swim to the Robben Island Channel this December in order to raise funds for her favorite charity, the Red Cross Children's Hospital. Abriella, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling really good. We are actually at my little brother, little sister swimming today, because they also do swimming, so we're just watching them.
Okay, and would you mind telling the listeners a bit about yourself?
I am 11 years old, and I started swimming when I was 2, 1.5 maybe.
Just wow.
Because my mom sent me so I don't drown. And then she would always take us swimming and have you, and then I started surfing when I was 6, and started swimming open water when I was 7. And yes, I've been training open water since I've been 7 years old. And I'm swimming the Robben Island at the end of the year to raise funds for the Children's Hospital Trust. And I want to raise 2 million rand for them, if not 100 million. And I'm going to be the youngest girl to do it. So yes, I really love the water.
So your family, most of them all started when they were really young. So it's basically the same with my family also. We started really young as well, but obviously not open water and things like that. And why do you like swimming?
Because, it takes a long time and what have you, but it's just a fun thing to do, and it's one of the best, I don't know how to put this, like, sports to do, and yeah, I really enjoy it.
Okay, and what inspired you to swim to Robben Island?
What made me decide to swim to Robben Island?
Yeah.
That's a difficult question. I don't get asked it a lot, actually. But it's probably because I was really good at swimming, and I wanted to go further with my swimming. And my swimming coach, Brenton William, he has swum many, many swims. And he holds a lot of records, probably like 20 to 25 records.
Wow.
And he said that I should do the Robben Island. And then I went into it, had a look, and I saw, okay, this is actually not that bad. It could be very cool.
Are you swimming with the current or against the current?
Well, it depends on that day. You see, on that day, it can be windy and stuff. Then we just choose another day to do it.
Okay.
But it's definitely going to be between the 28th and the 30th.
Okay, and that must be quite a distance, because I've been to Robben Island, but that was with a boat, so...
Yeah, it's 7.6 Ks.
Wow.
And then if you go with the current, it's going to feel like a 5K, which is what we're looking for.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Why did you decide to raise the funds for the Red Cross Children's Hospital?
Because I know if I donate money and if I give them money to give to somebody, it's all going to go to the right cause, and it's going to go to what they need it to go, and it's going to help the children in the best way that they can.
Of course. So at what age did you become such a brave swimmer, taking challenges? Like, I understood you did something in Clifton as well?
Well, this is my first big record. This is my first world record. But lately, like, I hold the gala record for freestyle, butterfly. My sister holds it for freestyle. The youngest to ever do the small mile, and the youngest to take part in the 3K Ocean Racing Series. I've been the youngest with the quickest time for the 3K, so
wow.
Yes. But I swim to be not fast, but long distance, so yes.
Okay, and what exactly does your training involve?
Well, we have to swim in, what's it called, in like the pool and in open water. The pool for your stroke correction and open water for your long distance. Then you have to do like a training workout thing as well. So just to keep you in shape. And yeah, I do that on Tuesday. So yeah.
Okay, and so before you go out on the swim, do you have to familiarize yourself with the waters, and how are you able to deal with the extreme temperatures of the Atlantic Ocean?
It actually helps to do that, because if the day before, so then you know that, like, okay, you almost get, you're getting ready for this, and yeah, like that.
Okay, and is there any professional swimmer you look up to?
Oh, yeah, I really like Michelle Weber, just because I just think she's a good swimmer, and yes.
Okay, and is there any word of inspiration you'd like to give to the children of Red Cross Hospital?
If you have a dream, no matter how big you are, no matter how small you are, no matter what disease you have, no matter what you can't do, no matter what you can do, no matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, you have that dream, and when you can make it happen, you give it your all to make it happen.
Okay, and is there anything else you'd like to add?
If you'd like to support me, please go to my Instagram and Facebook account. There will be a link provided, and I also have a website to go and donate. And I also just want to say thank you so much. And yes.
Okay, thanks, Gabriella. And from my side and the RX Radio team, we just want to wish you luck for this the challenge that you're about to uptake. And
thank
thanks
you.
For this brilliant interview.
So you used to be in the hospital?
Well, yes, for 14 years. Yeah, so I'm over at Groteskier now. But it's not it's not really anything that bad. But yes, I still love swimming myself. But I'm more of a soccer guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.